Also top of the news this Saturday evening, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai returned home to Zimbabwe today, 6 weeks after leaving, to warn the world his supporters faced an onslaught of state-sponsored violence. Speaking in the capital, Harare, Tsvangirai said that 42 of his party's most dedicated, brightest and strongest supporters and activists have been killed since the first round of voting in March. However, he said he did not expect the violence to keep his supporters from the polls on June 27th, when he faces a presidential runoff with Roberto Mugabe. Dennis Benton of the Zimbabwe Vigil says that Mugabe regime will stop at nothing to retain their grip on power.
There is some alarm among MDC supporters about the dangers facing Morgan Tsvangirai because of reports that the army have made plans to have him assassinated because he's seen as a threat to their continuance in power. The regime in Zimbabwe will stand at nothing to maintain its hold on power. Mugabe at the moment is more or less a puppet of this group. More than 40 MDC members have been killed and many others have been tortured. And large areas of the country have been closed to the opposition, which will make campaigning in the second leg of the election very difficult. Countries in Africa and around the world are becoming increasingly concerned about the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe. More than 20 African countries are taking part in a campaign known as Stand Up for Zimbabwe, which will involve demonstrations calling for a series of measures to insist that observers are sent in good time to ensure that the next round of elections are free and fair.